in advance who is going to join Faith at Noon, who's going to check out this broadcast today. I think this lesson, this teaching, whatever you want to call it, I think it's going to be a blessing to all those that are viewing this broadcast. And so today we're looking at Romans 5 and 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And so now, it's a very interesting scripture. Rashad, good to see you, sir. It's a very interesting scripture. Again, Romans 5:12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world." And so we know who the one man is. The one man is Adam. And the scripture, God said to him after placing him in the garden, "Thou may partake freely of every tree of the garden, but the one in the middle or the midst of the garden thou shalt not eat, for the day that you do, you shall surely die." And so, if you're familiar, glory to God, with the biblical account, we understand that Adam, he disobeyed God. And so as a result of him disobeying God, the Bible says through his disobedience, according to Romans 5:12, through his disobedience, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all, glory to God, have sinned. And so sin found its entry into the world through the disobedience of Adam. And so it's important to understand that even pertaining to your own life, sin can't enter into your life except you allow it to come in. In other words, you have to open the door for sin to enter in. And so as a result of Adam's sin, then the Bible says, so death passed upon all men. So what actually took place in the life of Adam prior to him disobeying God, he was in fellowship, he was in union, he was talking with God all the time, he was in communion with God all the time. And the moment that he disobeyed God, that sin entered into the world, and death by sin. In other words, when he sinned against God, everybody took on that sin nature that Adam had as a result of disobeying God. That's why the scripture says that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And so it's something in your DNA before you get born again, or before you have a spiritual encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, your whole life is sin. And so oftentimes what people need to understand is not so much about changing your name from one name to another. The truth of the matter is really about changing your heart. It's really about dealing with the sin nature that is on the inside of people. And so that's what really people have to understand, because spiritual death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And so what people really don't understand, and why it's so important for people to get born again, for people to be saved, for people to get right with God, is because spiritual death is really the nature of the devil, of the enemy, living on the inside. And so we know, according to John 10:10, the Bible, Jesus said, "For I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." But the same verse mentioned that the enemy, the devil, he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so what most people really don't understand, and the reason that there are such cruelty and hatred and bitterness and anger and all of this stuff in the world, and the reason that there is so many killings, and there is all type of murder and all type of stuff going on, is because people do not realize that spiritual death is the nature of the devil. And until you get that nature change, you going to do what he did. And the Bible says, Jesus said that he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And so it's important now that we understand that. It's about getting your nature changed. When you're trying to get right, when you're trying to change, when you're trying to do better, it's God who is concerned, glory to God, about your nature. And so that's why you see all type of stuff going on in the world today, because the Bible is clear. The Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. And then the Bible said he come to steal, kill, and destroy. So since he is the god of this world, then what you see taking place in the world, you see the attributes of the god of this world taking place in the world, because people don't realize that spiritual death is the nature really of the enemy, of the devil. And so that's what the Apostle Paul was talking about in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin." So as soon as Adam disobeyed God, he died spiritually, and everything that he reproduced after himself took on the same spiritual nature and identity of Adam. And so the Bible says, "For that all have sinned." And then in Romans 5:17, the Bible says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." And so the whole purpose for the coming of Christ who is referred to as the last Adam in the scripture, the whole purpose for his coming was to fix up what Adam, glory to God, messed up. And so the scripture says that death reigned by one. In other words, this spiritual death was ruling and reigning in the lives, glory to God, of people. But the scripture says they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness should reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness is something that you have to receive. That's why it's so important that people understand when it comes to grace, grace is the unmerited favor of God. Grace is something that you can't work to get. Grace is something that you don't achieve on your own. Grace is God's ability to do in you, through you, for you, with you, by you, what you can't do in and of yourself. And so in Romans 5:17, the Bible says, again, they which receive the abundance of grace. See, grace, and then the Bible says that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so the day that we are living in, this is the dispensation of grace under the administration, glory to God, of the Holy Spirit. And so I see Gloria McMillan is tuned in, Cheryl Renfe, Sherry Cockerham, and so thank God for all of you that are tuning into this broadcast. But that's why you can't work for grace. Grace cannot be earned. Grace is something that you just receive, because the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so this dispensation of grace that we're living in now, you don't have to work for anything, because God has done everything through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you just have to receive, glory to God, what grace has provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope that is helping somebody. I'm still amazed at what people think today that they still have to do to get right with God. There is nothing that we have to do to get right with God, because we don't have the G-type blood or the power within ourselves to get ourselves right. What get us right is when grace show up. It is the grace of God that do in your life what you can't do in and of yourself. And so the scripture again says they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And so now, because I'm a new creature, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, and then I understand that all things have passed away and all things have become new. Now that I'm a child of God, now that I'm born again, now that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, now that I have a new nature, now that I have the nature of God living on the inside of me, now I can rule and reign, glory to God, in life through Jesus Christ. You do understand that God wants us to rule, glory to God, and reign in life. And so that thing is a blessing when people come to understand that through Jesus Christ, you can rule and you can reign, glory to God, hallelujah, in life. Why? Because he is the Lord of lords and he is the King of kings. So if he's the Lord of lords, then who is he the lords of? He's the Lord over his church. He's Lord with the capital L. You and I are Lord with the small L. He is King of kings. He is King with the capital K. We are kings, glory to God, with the lowercase k, which means when you understand kings are people that sit in authority, kings are people that rule and reign. And so the scripture says that they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. See, the grace have been made available and righteousness have been made available. But it's still too many people that are trying to get right, that are trying to clean up their own life, that is trying to get themselves together without understanding it is God, glory to God, who gets you together. It's nothing that you can do about your nature. Your nature has to be supernaturally transformed and changed by the Spirit of God in order for us to rule and reign, glory to God, in life. And so it's time for us, people of God, it's time for us to rule and reign. It's time for us to take over. It's time for us to dominate. It's time for us to trouble our trouble. Not to be troubled by our trouble, but to give our trouble trouble, because we rule and we reign in life, glory to God, by Christ Jesus. And it's important that the people of God really understand that we are the righteousness of God. In other words, in Romans chapter 5, verses 1, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by grace, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to understand that we have been justified. The word justified means that we have been declared righteous, which means we are in right standings with God. Hey, Mike Bishop, see you, sir. Good to see you. That we are in right standings with God because of his son, Jesus Christ. And so it's important that we understand that it's very difficult for us to receive what grace has provided if we don't receive the fact that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I think the Bible mentioned in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that God made him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so all of us, every born again believer, every child of God, need to understand his or her righteousness in Christ Jesus. That don't necessarily mean we perfect. That don't necessarily mean we do everything right. But that God see us as righteous because he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And so righteousness is something that you are made. Righteousness is something that you have to receive in your life. And so until we understand that, see, the Bible talks about, therefore let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain grace to help in a time of need, or that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. See, when you are in right standings with God, not based on anything that we have done, but based on the shed blood and the finished work that I put my faith in, that is what have made me righteous, and that is what caused me to be in right standings with God. So when you get to that point in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, see, you can stand in the presence of God as if you had never committed a sin. See, I know that's a strong and powerful statement, but it's the truth that the blood of Jesus, everything you have done in the past, everything that you do in the present, everything that you do in the future, all of that stuff is glory to God under the blood. That's why the Bible even talks about in 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all of your unrighteousness. So what you need to understand, even if you mess up, you don't lose your righteousness. God just cleanse your righteousness and position you back into your standing. And so you need to understand that we as people of God, you can stand in the presence of the living God as if you had never sinned. And so I just hope somebody catch that we can stand in the presence of the living God as if, glory to God, we had never sinned. See, because we're living in a time that people are so sin conscious, they're more conscious of their sin than they are of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why you hear statements like this from people that are already saved, people who have been blood bought and blood washed, people who are in right standings with God. That's why you hear statements like this, that I'm just the old sinner saved by the grace of God. See, I really, glory to God, I really have a problem with that. And the problem that I really have with that is you can't be a sinner and be saved too. You can only be one or the other. So if you are a sinner, then you need to get saved. If you are already saved and you sin against God or you miss the mark, then you just have to get in the presence of God and confess the sin. But because you sin, and I'm not condoning sin, I'm just saying it's a difference, glory to God, between the two. And so for a child of God, if you sin, you just have to confess your sins, because he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all of your unrighteousness. And so now, we in the body of Christ need to get rid of this sin consciousness, because I don't need to keep trying to recall, glory to God, my past, because old things have passed away and all things have become new, and my past is under the blood. And the Bible says in Hebrews 8 and 12, the Bible says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." And so that's God himself talking. And so if God have no remembrance of my sin, because God understand, glory to God, that my sins have been washed away by the blood, glory to God, of the Lamb. And so I hope this, glory to God, is a blessing to you. Excuse me. I hope it's a blessing to you. But what people need to understand is that, again, because God have no remembrance of your sins nor your iniquities will he remember no more, then you can stand in the presence of God as if you had never sinned, because God have no more remembrance of your sins or your iniquities will he remember no more. And so oftentimes when we get in the presence of God, we keep bringing up stuff that God have chose to forget. And so the scripture, glory to God, is clear that your sins and your iniquities will he remember, glory to God, no more. And so for me, people of God, that is a blessing to be able, because we are the righteousness of God, to be able to enter into the presence of God as if sin was never committed. And so, again, there is no other way for us to approach God, except we do it boldly. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time, glory to God, of need. And so God is there, glory to God, to help us. And so according to Romans 5:17, that the scripture says they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men unto condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. In other words, I was a sinner, but now I'm a child of God. I used to do this and that, but now as a child of God, because my nature has been changed, because I'm a new creature, I don't do, glory to God, what I used to do, because I have been justified are acquitted, glory to God, of all charges, and upon all men we have a justification of life for all of those who receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And so Romans 5:19, the scripture says, for as by one man disobedience, talking about Adam, many were made sinners. So I was a sinner, but I'm not a sinner any longer. So I can't say as a child of God, I'm just the old sinner saved by grace, because it's an inaccurate statement. I'm saved by grace now, therefore I can't be a sinner. For as by one man disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And so because of the disobedience of Adam, many were made sinners, but because of the obedience of Christ, many shall be made righteous. And so, people of God, as I prepare to wind down this broadcast on this afternoon, you need to see yourself as the righteousness of God, because you have been justified by faith and you have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so you are people of God, the righteousness of God, and that you can come boldly unto the throne of grace. And so again, my name is Jerry Wilder, Senior Pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway in the city of Paterson. I decree and declare Paterson, New Jersey, as the city of righteousness. Can any good thing come out of Paterson? Come and see. God is doing great and mighty things, glory to God, in our city. I'm not talking about what was once done in the city. I'm talking about what is being done now, that Jesus is Lord over our city, and that that city, God is going to get some glory out of that city through his son Jesus Christ. And so again, our worship service is every Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m. Again, we are located 385 Broadway in the LOJ building. And so until our next session, may God richly bless you.